Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Cattle futures didn't finish the week so bad after all. Tuesday's inventory report was thought to be pretty negative, but the market initially sold off, but has come back here on the feeder cattle and the live cattle. Feeder cattle today finished down about 10 to 20 cents, a good bit off their low, about 50 cents off their low, and then live cattle were steady to about 15 higher, with the front month at 116.90 up 2.5. Box beef today was slightly lower, down 167 on choice. Select down 17 cents. The choice select spreads 89 cents at midday today. That's the closest I can recall them being. 70 loads changed hands. The cash market this week looked like the 119 to 120 is where it was going to finish out. Earlier there was quite a bit of anticipation of the market being under a lot of pressure there on the cash trade, but that really didn't materialize. And I think that's what brought the futures back up here to finish the week. Now, if you look at a chart, there's still some gaps in the March and April and May feeder cattle. A little bit above the market, about $2.50 above the current prices. March gap would be filled at 126.10, and that would also be above the moving average. So there's a little bit of anticipation that could happen.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today finished under pressure across the board, led by the soybeans. Soybeans were 9 to 10 and a half cents lower. November 17, the new crop was down 9 at 10.09 and a half, about a penny off the lows. Corn down 3 to 3 and a half cents, and then the Kansas City and Chicago wheat both down. Kansas City down 3 and a half in July at 4.64 and 3 quarters. So that was under a good bit of pressure, but overall for the week it was ended up higher than where we started. We bounced off the 50-day moving average on Monday, and ever since then we haven't looked back. If you go back and look at the December lows, they were somewhere around $4.25 for July, about 40 cents lower than the current price. Given the carryover from last year's crop and going into this year's, it'd be interesting to see, because you can make old crop wheat into new crop wheat come July. It's all the same at that point, and what impact that'll have on the new crop. It doesn't look like we're going to have a lot of new bushels harvested, so it'll be interesting to see. Another outside factor here is cotton. March of 18 cotton, which is the crop we're going to plant here in a few months, up 36 at 74.47. 74 cent cotton next year is still a pretty attractive price and an incentive to plant a lot of cotton and try to produce a lot of pounds per acre.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.